Baseball fans may long for a trip to see Wrigley Field or Fenway Park. Football fans probably want to visit historic Lambeau Field at some point in their life. And fans of hot rod racing, well, they have some hallowed ground that we will visit on this edition of the American Countryside. It's brought to you by Dryshod Waterproof Boots, the world's most wearable rubber boot. It's what I wear on our farm, and I've been hearing from you about making your switch to Dryshod. One person wrote about the durability. They wrote, "The soles are holding up so much better than the last few pairs of the other brand of boots." Another listener said, "I got my husband Dryshod boots, and I'm a believer. He doesn't complain about his back hurting when coming home after wearing them all day. This time of year, I wear my Dryshod boots every day. They are comfortable, warm, and built to last, and you'll find them great for the farm, ranch, hunting, outdoors, or just about any situation you want to throw at them. There are several styles and types, and I can attest, they're farm tough. Check them out at dryshodusa.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
In 1955, the first National Hot Rod Association, NHRA Nationals, were held, and the site was the old B-29 Army Air Force Base in Great Bend, Kansas. The runways there had been used for racing after the war, and with help from the local association, history was made on September 29, 1955, when those national races took place. But as Hank Denning explains, the years took a toll on that raceway.
In 93, some of the car guys were concerned of the condition of the track and that the city was going to maybe shut it down because of safety. And so in 94, they had the strip recognized as a state historical site, and it's now eligible to be a national site.
In the late 90s and early 2000s, work was done to repair and restore the track so that it was safe to race.
The concrete underneath that track is 75 years old. It's starting to crumble and break. So to maintain it, it's all year long. It never stops.
And with the work of those like Hank, racing remains an important part of this community.
We do the NHRA Summit Racing Series, Point Series. We do a lot of specialty events. This next year, we're going to have what they call the Pro Mod Series.
Perhaps this site is a bit like what Wrigley Field is to baseball or Lambeau Field to football. It is an iconic place in the sport.
There's a lot of people that it's on their bucket list to come here. The track's known worldwide because of what it is. I get emails all the time saying, "Hey, I was at your Lucas Oil event. You were on my bucket list to come to that historic track." Some of the drivers going, "I had to race here at least one time because of what it is."
Traveling the countryside in Great Bend, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.